Okay, we're talking to Dick Wright, and he's showing me on the map all the things he talked about last time that we didn't write down. So this here is...
This is Grandpa. This is the old Ely. This is Ely Creek, by the way.
Oh, that's Ely Creek.
Ely
Creek.
That should be listed somewhere on a greater map.
It should, but we haven't found
it. Okay, this goes right out. Ely Creek starts somewhere out this road here. This is the road Uncle Buck made a house out here. It doesn't show it here. This is before he built the house. He built one out here on Grandpa's property. Grandpa's property came...
Is your Grandpa's property here?
He had 80 acres. Let me show you. Here's his house. This goes clear up here. Clear up here into
You want to put a pencil around it?
Well, I can't put it accurately.
No, well... Close. But
he had
close
80
enough.
He had 80 acres. He went across the... Went across the creek down here into town and all the way over above Gavilan Mountain. We used to use this as an impact area for trying the guns out. This mountain right here.
Gavilan Mountain,
yeah.
And
right in the creek shows the creek here. Yeah, here's the creek, a dotted line.
Okay.
Well, you notice the old railroad used to go right along here.
Okay.
It washed out, and they didn't continue fixing the road at Curligo's. And so if you walk in the creek, see, where's the creek?
That's the creek right here, isn't it?
That's what I was thinking, Tom.
The creek, it shows the creek kind of quitting there. No, that isn't right. That didn't work. Goes. We followed the creek all the way up to where it run into the confluence of the Marietta Creek. Back and forth. My brother and I hiked that a couple of times. It's interesting in the river.
So where's your grandfather's cabin?
We used to play on the mangled railroad tracks. They were all mangled in here. The train. This used to be the train track.
That is the old train track.
All washed away.
So your grandfather's cabin was at the end of Ely Creek.
Right here.
Okay.
It shows it.
It has newer ones. It doesn't exist.
Oh, okay. And your grandfather's. His last name was.
Burnick. That's his picture back of me.
Yeah, that's right.
On the wall.
I'm going to take a picture of that if I can. 80 acres there.
His name was Paul.
How do you spell his name?
His name was Paul Chaplin Burdick.
B-U-R...
D-I-C-K. That's where I get the name Dick.
And it was Paul Chaplin?
Chaplin, yeah. The Chaplin were his... grandmother's maiden name, all the Champlins.
And that was your grandfather?
That's Grandpa Burdick, yeah.
Okay.
My mother's father.
Okay, great. Okay, so that was the cabin, and this is the creek.
And then the Carrigos?
And the Carrigos. Oh, they were the ones with the bees, right?
I never could find that name. Oh. So evidently they were renters.
Uh-huh. Oh, okay, and that was this place here?
It's adobe. It doesn't exist.
Oh, that was the adobe then.
Adobe,
okay.
If they can find remains of adobe, they got to go look.
Uh-huh.
The road kind of quits there, the horse trail. If they maintained it, could have washed out by now. Yeah. Last time I was down there was 1952.
Oh.
And where was the dairy, this dairy that you marked on this little map?
As you're coming out of town...
Here's the road down. I think this is where the horse park and the old railroad station was here, right? Oh, you said that there they had a tunnel going under the river. Was it under the road for the cows?
Well, I got to have a better map than this.
You got a map there?
Map on Fallbrook.
Well, that might have been one of the maps in here. There.
Can you reach it, Suki?
Yeah. I know you have other maps here. I think I just copied those.
Tom?
Uh-huh.
Sorry to distract you.
Would it have been in this map here?
To make sure that some customers didn't. Jesus said customers.
Oh.
Let me see that.
Were you here to look at plants also?
No.
So there may be another customer. I better go check out.
Okay. Yeah.
This was a map you had lent us before.
Okay. The Santa Margarita River, okay. The dairy was right here. You come down out Duluth Road, you go straight.
Uh-huh.
And they had a big tunnel under here. That's a dairy.
Oh.
And the buildings are still there.
Huh.
They're there. You just go out Sandia and you'll come to some buildings here.
Oh, right, yeah.
Here, and there was a tunnel under the road.
Huh.
They filled it in. But when I was a kid, Uncle Buck that lived right about here.
Oh, okay.
He'd just walk right over to Milcom 4 a.m. and 4 p.m.
Every day, wow.
He did.
Uncle Buck.
Yeah. And then to go to town, you couldn't ride the road. This road was all mud.
Uh-huh.
All this was mud. Except the first house out of town. Let's see, you go out, there's a road, there's a house right on the road right here. When you're going out Duluth Road,
uh-huh.
You'll see there's a house right on the road. Well, there was a gate there. We had to put a gate here. We had to close it because this is all cattle everywhere,
uh-huh.
Free range. And I gave a talk to the people and they all got the giggles. I said, out here, the cows ran all over the hills, and Grandpa said they were Sidale cows. They had longer legs on one side than on the other.
Now,
they turned around, they'd fall over, you know.
Who was Uncle Buck?
His name was Paul Duane Burdick. That was my uncle.
That was your uncle, okay.
That was my mother's youngest brother. Grandpa had four kids. My mother, Uncle Perry, my mother was their first kid. In fact, a couple were born dead. And then mother, and then Uncle Perry, and then Uncle Duane Burdick. Paul Duane Burdick was his
name. Uh-huh, uh-huh.
So he was the youngest. I've got all kinds of relatives. One lives up in Coeur d'Alene. One lives in Coarse Gold. One of them lives down near San Diego. One of them lives in North Carolina.
Huh.
Cut their offspring. But anyway, they don't know much about this because Grandpa moved in before a lot of them were born.
Good. I'm going to borrow this one again.
Of course. Oh, yes.
And then copy it and write all those in.
Can you remember where the dairy was? You remember where the...
Yes.
Yeah, you can mark it if you want.
I think you wrote...
I didn't write dairy. I just marked it. That's the dairy right there.
That's it. Okay, dairy. I will write dairy in pencil.
And you can see those buildings, they're still there.
Okay, buildings still there. Okay, great.
And then we turn. Here's Grandpa's road. Here's Grandpa's place is right in here.
Uh-huh, right, because you marked this the last time.
And Uncle Buck made that house right there.
Uh-huh. Oh, so Uncle Buck had this house.
This is Paul Duane Burdick's house. But they've added to that. They've changed it. They've added to all this.
Uh-huh.
In fact, we had a terrible fire, and I'm trying to think of the... It was a Gavilan fire. It was in... ...201 or so.
Mm.
They lost 52 houses, or 32 houses on Grandpa's old property. Mm. They rebuilt it and resold it. They never let you be the first buyer back if they take your property away. They took his property through eminent domain, but he wasn't in the water district. Huh. So they just took him to court, and they were fighting, Fallbrook Utility was fighting the Marines over the Santa Margarita River. Well, the river ran through all his property. So they just took him to court, and he just took the Fallbrook Utilities money, $400 an acre.
Oh man.
In 55.
Oh.
They never built the dam.
Yeah.
They never will, I guess.
Oh, yeah, that was
the way
that
the people crab about dams.
Big problem out here for many years, yeah. Yeah.
I'm for dams, but other people say, oh, no, we can't have that. We got to have the trout running. I thought, trout don't pay the bills. It doesn't store water. It's like the people that don't want dams pull the batteries out of the car and let them cranking to get started. A dam is a battery.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
For everybody.
Okay, do you have any other questions, Tom?
Huh?
I was asking Tom if he has any other things.
So, yeah, we wanted to get where the cabin was and Uncle Buck.
Yep.
And the other Adobe.
I'll give them all the names of the family, if you want all of them.
What? Of what family? Your family?
Yeah, do you want...
interested in the people that
Paul Chaplin Burdick was Grandpa Burdick.
Right.
He was the owner. And his wife was...
I was going to take a picture of him.
Yeah, why don't you take a picture of him and take a picture
of
Dick?
That's right. I'm going to do that.
Grandma was Lucy Jessup Burdick.
Is that who Lucy was named after?
Grandpa wasn't Mormon. He was what I am. I can't even think of. I'm all denomination. I was confirmed in the. Well, I've got this, so it's affecting my memory.
Why don't you take a picture?